Researchers in the US have found a way to use a person's smartphone to keep track of their mental health. An app trialled at Dartmouth College automatically recorded a range of data about students, including how much they slept, how much exercise they did, and how many conversations they had. And it proved to be an accurate indicator of mental well-being and academic performance. In Perth, Anna Vito reports.
While it's clear that stigma around mental illness does still exist, one mental health consultant says there's a radical shift happening in Australian workplaces right now.
Many organisations are recognising the huge impact that mental health issues are having on their bottom line, and they're looking to embrace anything that they can do to assist.
Tasha Broomhall is the director of Perth mental health consultancy and training organisation Blooming Minds, and she says research out of Dartmouth College in the US that showed a smartphone app can accurately track an individual's mental well-being is a really exciting development. The research focused on 48 university students over 10 weeks.
The data that they were collecting was monitoring things like the behaviours of sleeping, physical activity, the number and duration of conversations that the students were having, how they felt about their mental health, their eating habits, their stress levels, to measure their current mental health and academic outcomes. And quite surprisingly, had really great results in being able to predict both quite accurately.
The app took readings automatically, so it didn't require students to actively enter any details. And Tasha Broomhall says that's important because the readings weren't coloured by the students' own perceptions. Once you can independently track mental well-being, she says, the next step is early intervention. So if an app found a person wasn't getting enough sleep, it could offer suggestions for how that individual could take better care of themselves. The researchers believe this could have applications in workplaces too, and Tasha Broomhall agrees.
The idea being that if the phone can automatically know if you're depressed, if you're stressed or you're lonely, then that can be a great tool for workplaces that can really assist them with supporting the mental health needs of their staff. That can be really powerful from a personal health perspective, but also from a business perspective.
The obvious concern, I guess, that jumps out to me is, wouldn't it be incredibly stressful for people to have their employer privy to all of this very private information about what's going on in their head?
Absolutely. Look, there's definitely areas of this that are going to need to be sorted out by the legal teams in organisations, and I don't believe for a second that the current status of the app would be what would be implemented in workplaces. It would definitely need to go through some reincarnation. But the really exciting bit about it is that if people were tech savvy and if they were people that were interested in monitoring their own mental health and wellbeing proactively, that this might be a technique for them.
The president of Western Australia's Association for Mental Health, Alison Zamon, agrees the research is an exciting development, but she too believes introducing the app into workplaces would have to be done very carefully.
It really isn't up to workplaces to independently try to oversight how they think that people's mental health is tracking. I think it's more important to be creating very supportive work environments and to be creating access to programs for employees so that if they feel as though they are experiencing mental health distress, and they might actually get to that conclusion by using apps like this, that they can approach the employer for support. Some workplaces have been doing some extraordinary things in terms of providing support for people in terms of mental health. On the other hand, we still have many employers who do not do the right thing.
But Tasha Broomhall is optimistic about the app's potential to make a big difference in Australian workplace attitudes to mental well-being.
Many times what we're seeing in workplaces is that people are given the support when they get to a critical level. So when they're really unwell, they've got EAP providers, etc. This takes another step back from that and could potentially give people the power themselves to self-monitor proactively their mental health and then to take some steps themselves around that, which I think could be really, really helpful for many individuals.
That's mental health consultant Tasha Broomhall ending Anna Vito's report.